The state has set mandates for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and a draft of Humboldt County's plan to comply with them has been approved by the Board of Supervisors. At their October 22nd meeting, supervisors signed off on the Draft Climate Action Plan, a countywide strategy to meet the state's goal of reducing emissions to 40% below 1990 levels by 2030. Under the draft plan, the county will reduce annual emissions by 22,000 metric tons. Reducing vehicle use, which accounts for 73% of the county's emissions, is a key element with expansion of alternative transportation and public transit. Building electrification and diverting waste from distant landfills are among other measures. The draft includes some updates in response to public comments, including addressing emissions from refrigerants. Planning Director John Ford also outlined publicly proposed changes that haven't been made, including greater reduction of vehicle use and not using biofuels as emissions reduction measures.
There is concern with the use of biofuels, and one of the things that became clear in discussion, at least with our consultant, is that there are different types of biofuels that raise different levels of concerns. It's not one size fits all. So we really will be taking a look at biofuels and which ones are not carbon neutral or minimize the emissions of carbon. Some of them seem to have some undesirable effects, and so we will be differentiating between those.
Biomass energy, particularly from burning wood waste, is increasingly controversial, and the meeting's public comment period included criticism of a wood pellet manufacturing and export project slated for Tuolumne and Lassen counties. Supervisor Steve Madrone said biofuel-related technology has advanced, but transportation emissions is an issue.
You know, one of the reasons that was stated here, as well as other times, about biofuels not being economically sustainable is because there's so much transportation involved, because we do these industrial projects that centralize the location of the biomass conversion, which then requires a tremendous amount of transportation in order to haul it to that industrial plant. And that's where you go into a carbon positive, you know, situation where it's a negative. It's funny, carbon positive is negative, carbon negative is positive, or whatever. So it really matters. And also the condition of those facilities. So if you have a brand new state-of-the-art biomass conversion facility, it's very different in terms of air pollution as compared to an aging old plant that's continuously breaking down and having emission control issues, right? Our technology has come a long way since we built Ultra Power out in Blue Lake in the 1980s. And so, you know, the one plant that we still have is pretty aging as well and has issues. So it's important to recognize that it really has to do with how good their emission controls are and how well they can maintain them. But in general, I think when we develop industrial approaches to biomass conversion, we're going to run into that particular issue.
What's been described as a cornerstone feature of the plan is formation of a multi-jurisdictional regional climate committee to coordinate the plan's implementation. It's taken 5 years to produce the draft, and motioning to sign off on it, Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said actions on emissions need to be done as quickly as possible.
I appreciate the incorporation of comments, and you know, I think there'll be more round of comments and more opportunity, but I think it makes sense timeline-wise for us to move forward with adopting this as is so that we can move along through the process. And I think it's been very clearly stated by staff and community members in this board that, you know, we want to move forward with this process expeditiously because it's taken quite a long time.
Approval of the draft was unanimous. More work and more public involvement lies ahead. Ford said further public comment will lead to a revised version that will come before supervisors no later than June of 2025. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.